Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A major project called Aggie Square is taking shape in Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood, and the city is looking for some artwork. Last week, a call went out for artists to create two murals for Aggie Square. Applications are open for about a month until May 20th, and an information session will be held next week on May 1st. Donald Gensler is the Arts in Public Places Manager for the City of Sacramento, and he joins us now to talk more about what artists need to know when applying and the steps that are being taken to ensure the selection process is equitable and diverse. Good afternoon, Donald.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks so much for having me.
How does one become an Arts in Public Places manager?
Well, I don't know. I think there's probably a number of different paths to that. But I spent about 20 to 25 years doing public art projects myself around the country and was really excited when this opportunity came up about 8 years ago to start working with the City of Sacramento.
And so I would imagine this isn't the first project that you've had to do for public places in the city. You know, what is the city's involvement when it comes to projects like this?
Yeah, no, we've been doing a number of different projects. The program itself was established in 1977 and was initially created. Some people affectionately know the Sacramento Metropolitan Arts Commission was affectionately known as SMAC at the time. And it established really the Art in Public Places program, which by city ordinance allows 2% of capital improvement program dollars to go to public artwork for city buildings. At the time, city and county buildings. In 2019, we kind of separated from the county. What's really exciting is that establishing an office like this, while we do still do 2% for art projects, we do a lot more. We write grants, we actively look for other opportunities for artists, and we find different ways to collaborate with departments throughout the city.
So what is the city's involvement with this project at Aggie Square? Because that's basically run by UC Davis, right?
That's exactly right. And so I think that's a really important distinction. While a lot of the work we do is funding or opportunities that we're bringing to the table, this was an opportunity where our economic development department had been working with a lot of the folks at Aggie Square, especially this Wexford Development Group, and brought us in and really wanted us to help manage their selection process and just overall brainstorm how best to develop these two mural projects within their new facility.
Mm. And for people who are unaware, Aggie Square is essentially an expansion of UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it goes beyond just medical offices. There's innovation, technology. So they're really looking at a lot of different ways. And I think one of the key things, actually, I first was in conversations around Aggie Square probably 4 years ago. One of the key things is that they always really had this sense that they wanted it to be inclusive with the surrounding community and connected within the larger Sacramento community.
Yeah, we've had those conversations on Insight because Oak Park has been revitalized a lot within the last decade, but it's also been criticized for revitalization can also mean displacement and gentrification. And there was concerns from some members in the community that Aggie Square would be a piece of that. But we have had multiple conversations about that. When it comes to the murals that you have a call out for, there's two. Where are they going to be located?
Yeah, they're in two different buildings. They're both interior projects. They're in two different buildings within the Aggie Square area. One is called they're in the LLL building and the LSTE building.
Exciting.
Yeah. Exciting names. In the East Building. So I don't know really the specifics on those specific locations, except to know that it's within this larger facility. The murals themselves are kind of behind welcome centers areas. So
nice.
It's really going to be what people see when they come into those spaces.
Creating a first impression. So what do artists need to know to apply?
Absolutely. So one thing that's really important is because the focus was on trying to think about local artists and artists in the area to be involved in this project. We have a kind of a scoring rubric that the panel will look at. And one of the things that artists will get additional kind of points for is, do they have connections to Sacramento County or Yolo County? And we say connections, and this is a distinction that I really want to lift up, because you don't just have to have a residence in that area, because we realize, just even looking at some of our indigenous populations, that they're sometimes outside of this area, not by choice, right? But by historic situations where they were pushed out of an area, things like that. And a number of other cultures and folks have felt the same thing. So that was really important that we recognize. Can you describe kind of your personal relationship, personal, historic, cultural relationship to the area? Besides that, we're looking for professional artists. I mean, these are commissions, so you'll be paid. You know, you need to have your insurance. There's things you need to have to be able to do these types of projects. And we're looking for mainly visual artists because these are two pieces on a wall. The idea is that they would most likely be murals, just given the budget. I'd say they're open to other mediums, but most likely the budget has been kind of created with the idea that they would be more painted murals that would be done in these interior spaces.
You're going to have an information session next week on May 1st. And where will that be located if there are artists listening right now and they want to attend?
Yeah, we started these information sessions on Zoom during the pandemic, and we really like the concept. We used to do them in person, but by being on Zoom, they'll be on Zoom. You can register on the submittable site. I think you guys will put up the link as well. You can register for it. It's really relatively informal 1-hour Zoom session where we'll give a brief overview of the project, and then I'll go through just the application process and be available for questions and answers. So we do encourage people to participate. It's May 1st, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Zoom. It will also be recorded. We have an information packet, so once it's recorded, it gets added to the information packet that you can check out.
You make it clear that in the description of what you're looking for, the city looking for an artist, that you want it to be reflective of the community. A key piece of that are the decision makers. So who is going to be on the decision panel to select which two artists will be selected?
This is a really important part of what we do. We as a city feel that it's necessary to be transparent, open, diverse in our selection process. We recognize that that selection process is so important to allow all people these opportunities and to really kind of create the best possible projects for the area. So we're doing a couple things. One, we have probably a 14-question rubric that the panel reviews, and we try to really think about and adjust those questions over time to make sure that they are inclusive, all different folks from cultural backgrounds to professional backgrounds as well. The other thing that's really important is the panel itself. And so we are working, whenever we work with a partner like Wexford, it's really a conversation around, they want to have certain folks that are architects that have been connected with the project, but it's also really important that we add folks to the panel, artists, art administrators, folks from the area that can also weigh in. And we feel that it's just so critical that the panels have both professional and cultural diversity, and racial diversity I kind of link within that cultural diversity, because that just makes for a stronger panel and really an overall better process.
Yeah, because this selection process is happening at a time. I mean, this year alone, there have been some difficult conversations had with these pillar art institutions in Sacramento. We just led with one at the start of our show, calling into question what inclusivity means and if institutions are stepping up and actually living up to those standards. I think about, you know, one organization, Wide Open Walls, which was called into question, where artists expressed that they weren't compensated fairly. Murals take a tremendous amount of work. What kind of compensation are you going to be offering artists when they are selected?
Yeah, so again, this project, while we're helping to manage the selection process, the project budget was created essentially by the Wexford group. group that is, you know, putting this forward to everybody. But of course, we had conversations with them just to give folks an idea. For the mural location one, it's a total budget of $11,000 to the artist. And mural location two is a total budget of $18,500. And the mural location one is 220 square feet, and mural location two is 363 square feet. So I think the compensation is good. You know, could always find more money for these projects because, quite frankly, artists are making things most of the time at a loss, quite frankly. The amount of time and effort that they put in just to make this work is always complicated. But after the RFQ process, just so everybody understands, there'll be about a month-long review.
And what is RFQ for people who don't know acronyms?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. Request for qualifications. We feel that is so vital, so important, because artists should not be doing proposals until they're paid. And so what will happen is, through that call to artists, through that RFQ, the panel will review and score all of the artists. Out of that, there'll be two finalists for Mural 1, two finalists for Mural 2. All four of those finalists will each be paid $500 and given about 3 weeks to a month to develop a conceptual design. And then the panel will select that design that they'd like to move forward with.
All right. Well, we only have about 20 seconds left. When could these likely get painted and we get to take them in as a community?
Yeah, so the timeline is really set because this is part of the overall project in the interior space, and these need to be painted by the end of November.
This year.
November 2024. So it is happening all really fast, and we're excited for people to apply. Make sure to look, and if you think that this is something that you could do, studio artists are also really encouraged to apply, and we look forward to seeing as many applications as possible.
Donald, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Donald Gensler is the Art and Public Places Manager for the City of Sacramento. And we've been talking about a call for artists for two murals that will be at Aggie Square in Oak Park. An information session will be held on May 1st. The deadline to apply is May 20th. We have all of that information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard, as well as managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.